Breitbart's Matthew Boyle on second Trump assassination attempt, too many times for a coincidence. By Hannah Knudsen on September 16, 2024. The assassination attempts on former President Donald Trump have happened too many times to be a coincidence. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said during an appearance on War Room. Boyle noted how serious it is that in the span of 2 months, a crazy individual has somehow been able to find the weakest point in the U.S. Secret Service security plan. And in the first case, actually shot Trump. They got shots off against Trump, and they hit him with at least one bullet. They killed one person behind him and severely injured others. In the case of this case in West Palm Beach at Trump's golf course yesterday, where we are, is somebody was able to find a weak point in the U.S. Secret Service security plan and get a line of sight to where Trump was going to be. He said, noting a brave Secret Service agent saw the barrel of the weapon and jumped into action. The fact of the matter is that at a certain point here, we have to start asking the question, how do people, in two separate cases, find the weak point in the U.S. Secret Service security plan? And how do they know exactly where to be and when to be there? Boyle posed, noting that both the FBI and the U.S. Secret Service are not providing answers to these questions. Related, body cam footage shows attempted Trump shooting suspect arrest. PM guess RC equals. Data MACA resize equals false data MACA placeholder equals 1 alt equals data MACA SRC equals data MACA style equals background. Linear gradient RGBA 0, 0, 0, 0.65, RGBA 0, 0, 0, 0.65, URL. Thankfully, he continued, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced that the state of Florida will conduct its own investigation, so perhaps there will be answers there. But the fact is that this is too many times for a coincidence at this stage. And there's something rotten in Denmark here, and we need to get to the bottom of it, Boyle said, posing a series of questions. Is it somebody on the campaign? Is it somebody in the senior levels of the campaign that has access to some president's schedule, which is not announced publicly? It's not like there's a public announcement that Trump's going to the golf course that day. So how did this guy know where to be and when to be there? He asked, adding that if it is not someone from the campaign, is it somebody from the FBI? Is it somebody from the Department of Homeland Security or the Secret Service? Or something like that, or some group of people, etc. He continued. There's something wrong in general. And we need to get to the bottom of it, because at a certain point here, this is not a coincidence, and this is not acceptable to happen. We need to have top-notch security, he added. Watch.